This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, just, less than a month away now from Election Day, April 8th, and in the primary elections in the city, which just happened, Darlene Green, the longtime comptroller, faced off against State Representative Donna Behringer, and Donna Behringer prevailed because she's been putting in a lot of hard work, and now they will face each other again in the general election on the 8th. We have Donna Behringer on the phone this morning. And Donna, I'm sorry I didn't have a fish fry to invite you to, but welcome to the Mark Cox Show.
Thank you, Mark.
I heard you on the air with Reardon the other day at the fish fry, and I thought, you know, I should have Donna on to talk about this race because, as I thought you so aptly put it the other night, I think you've spent a lot of your effort here educating people about what the comptroller's office is supposed to be doing.
Correct. That is what I've been, my whole effort right now is making sure people know what the office should be doing.
Which, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, would include doing a lot of internal audits and stuff. Has Darlene Green's office not been doing that the past 30 years?
So there are 10 different areas within the comptroller's office. So there's many areas, but a couple examples would be payroll. And so when we went to go file to run for office in the city of St. Louis, if you are a municipal position, you have to prove you've paid your taxes, including the 1% earnings tax. Well, what happened to the aldermen who are sitting aldermen, so they're sitting offices, they went to pay their fee so they could get on the ballot, and they were told that the earnings tax had not been held out of their paycheck for the whole year. And so that is an issue because they are city employees, they live in the city, and the earnings tax is automatically via payroll taken out of their paycheck, but it didn't happen. So the question is, what oversight made it so that we didn't know that we were actually not taking the earnings tax out of city employees' paychecks? So they had to hurry up and scramble and pay their earnings tax before they could put their names on the ballot. That's one example. Another example was we had the issue between the mayor and the personnel director taking a city vehicle, driving it to Jefferson City. The comptroller's office is in charge of the travel, and there's a travel policy. So if you have a city car, because we have permanent city cars and then ones that we let people use during the week.
Right.
They're supposed to turn those into the municipal garage, which is under the comptroller, and then they're supposed to put in the mileage driven that week. And the comptroller's office is supposed to audit. Had the comptroller's office audited those cars, it would have found that the personnel's car, director's car, had over 600 miles put on it in 24 hours. That would have raised red flags.
All those factors, I'm surprised the Democratic Party in St. Louis endorsed Darlene Green. What's your reaction to that? Why do you think that was the case?
We have groups that believe that they leave it with the friendly incumbent. And so they went with a friendly incumbent. However, I also know that it's actually the most powerful position in the city of St. Louis. It can make or break any development. They have to sign off on the sale of any land. They have to sign off on the contracts for any vendors at the airport. And if they choose not to sign, then that vendor goes unpaid or that development dies.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I think it for too long, it's kind of blended into the background and people have kind of forgotten how important that role is. Donna, did you take a position on local control of the police? Because that bill, I think, got perfected by the Senate yesterday.
Well, I am no longer in the House, and that's up in Jefferson City. I am termed out. So what I can tell people is that when you look at it from the fiscal, purely from a fiscal standpoint, the one thing that the city of St. Louis, when the police came under the city of St. Louis, they did not realize that they were responsible to pay all the lawsuits. When it was up under the state, the lawsuits were paid for by the public defense fund at the state level. So the state actually paid for all the city lawsuits.
Oh, wow.
And I think the city so far has paid $30 million out of their own general fund to pay off lawsuits. From a fiscal standpoint, you say to yourself, it would help the city not to have to pay all these lawsuits.
Sure.
So I just say, look at it from the fiscal standpoint. That's how I was looking at it. It doesn't say I'm for or against. It just says, here are all the factors that will be, these conditions will happen based on whether they do or don't go under control.
Well, I tell you, Donna, we appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning. And obviously, Donna's on the ballot against Darlene Green for comptroller coming up on April 8th. And best of luck to you, Donna. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Great having you on. I appreciate that. Good to get her on. That's an interesting point of view on local control versus state control. That when the state controls it, they own it. And if there are lawsuits against the police for whatever reason, it sounds like it's going to come out of a different fund than city coffers, might end up saving the city some. We'll see in the long run how that works out for sure. That election is April 8th.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.